It's Derek Beck, and we are talking 4-H today. We've got Caitlin Jacobson with the 4-H Extension Office in studio with us, and I enjoy these conversations, and you brought a guest with you this morning. Introduce us.
I did, yeah. I have Corey Robinson here. He's one of our 4-Hers that participates in Lincoln County 4-H, but he's been participating in livestock judging. He went to PACE with our livestock judging team last summer, the statewide judging competition that happens in June in Lincoln every year. So we just wanted to come and share all his successes and all the great things that he's been doing, and just get more awareness to other 4-Hers, whether you're in the livestock area or not, just kind of get more awareness about great things that are happening.
No, this is exciting. And Coy, you were saying, so as we speak, it's a Monday morning. You must have got out of school to do this too, which I think is cool. Is that
actually
right?
I actually didn't have school today.
Oh, man. We should have picked
it. I know.
We should have picked a day where you had to get out of school. Yeah.
Exactly.
So no school today. But you were at a livestock judging event over the weekend. Tell me about that. You're 13 years old. You're doing livestock judging through 4-H. Yeah. And you're good, it sounds like. Tell me about what you did this weekend.
So we were at the Nebraska Cattlemen's Classic. And so almost every contest that we go to, there's 12 classes with four calves or goats or sheep or hogs in it. And you pretty much place it how you like them. And then there'll either be questions that you have to answer where after the contest, they'll sit you down and they'll ask questions to everybody in the group, and then you just mark your card 1 through 4, or you'll have to give a set of reasons on them of why you placed them that way and how you placed them that way.
So I've never done livestock judging. I've watched it. I have family members that have done it. I've never done it. So give me an example. Let's talk calves. Let's just keep it in the cattle family here to keep it simple. So you're judging a calf. What are some of the things that they're going to ask you about that you have to mark down, as you were just saying, like 1 through 4 or whatever?
There's a lot of different questions. So like on their ID points, so like if they have ear notches.
Okay.
Scrapes, halters, a bunch of different ID questions. But then they'll also ask, like, who's the soundest made or who's the most complete in their overall build and still is clean through its front end, or just different questions on how you would place them.
So, and they have multiple like cows in this aspect that you'd be looking at all of them and have to answer that question. Is that how that works?
Yeah. So there's 4 in each class.
Okay.
And then it just questions. So like they might say between 1 and 2, who's the sounder made one? Or they might just say out of the class of market steers, which one's the heavier finished steer?
How hard is this for you? Like I said, it sounds like you're really good at this, that your team placed well, you placed really well. Do you think it's easy or is it hard? What do you like about it?
I think for me, questions are hard because you just never know what they're going to ask you. You mark everything that you can think of and they come and bring a random question into it.
That figures.
My favorite part of it, though, is definitely giving reasons, because I'm not someone who's shy and doesn't like to talk to people. I'll talk to anybody and give them what I think and how I like them.
So what makes a good market steer, since we're talking about it? I'll just ask you a question and I'll mark you down for an answer over here.
There you go. What makes set of reasons right here.
So what makes a perfect market steer?
They got to be sound made. And if we're talking feedlot steers, they got to be heavy finished, big body, deep bellied, market ready. But then if we're talking in the show ring, they got to be sound, smooth fronted, easy moving, yet still have depth of body and functional.
I give you a 5 out of 5. Right there. So that
so,
was,
I
that
mean,
was
as
excellent.
You hear him talk, he's using a lot of specific terminology to his steers. When you're talking like soundness, that means a steer walks cleanly, like doesn't have any problems moving and that kind of a thing. And heavy finish, you want a steer that has thickness to their body, and obviously because you like some marbling on your meat when it
you
goes
bet.
To the store, you think about all those different kinds of things. But obviously, as you can tell, there's the public speaking, and you need to you get to defend kind of what you think and have your own opinions about things. So that's like what he said, the reasons part is really fun. And even listening to different reasons is somebody else might have placed them differently, but.
And had a good reason for it.
Yeah. You can really bomb a class and then still
do really talk well in the reasons aspect. If you have justification for how you placed a class. So
I think that's great. We're talking with Caitlin Jacobson, Extension Educator with the Extension Office. We've got 13-year-old Coy Robinson. And you go to Wallace, is that right?
Yeah.
How did you, what made you want to get in? It sounds like, and I kind of know the backstory, I guess, just a smidge too, but farming, ranching, that's in your background.
Yep.
But is this something you want to do? I mean, I love that you've gotten going early in this. I'm mid-40s, and I couldn't answer half the questions you just did.
Yeah. Well, I mean, then that's what 4-H, I mean, goes back to learn by doing, and this is a great hands-on kind of experience. For the 4-H youth to have a chance to just evaluate different livestock animals. So when they go into the show ring, they have a good idea of what kind of animal they have and how to make improvements. And that's part of the learning aspect of the project, right? So you learn what makes a good steer, what makes a good pig. So when you talk to a judge, you can tell them, hey, yeah, you know what? This is what's good about my animal.
Mm-hmm.
And even in the showmanship aspect, you can kind of accentuate some of those good qualities about your animal. So just all around good hands-on learning experience. And you get to learn, you get to meet a lot of different people along the way, for sure. So
yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit, Coy, because I'm sure, so you're doing livestock judging here in the spring, but come late spring, summer, I'm sure you're getting your calves ready to take to the fair here locally.
Yeah, that's what. So my family shows cattle, and we're in the barn every day, all year long, working them, getting them ready, and then we go out and livestock judge. It's a yearly deal. I mean, there's contests in the summer, the winter. I mean, the fall classic was just now, but we fit it into our schedule. And like Caitlin said, judging and showing go along a lot, because not only do you learn how to talk your calf in to the judge if he asks questions in showmanship or whatever, but you learn how you like to read cattle or sheep or goats. You don't want to look at cattle from right here. You want to get back and get a good view, which actually is what helped me win showmanship last year at State Fair, because I've learned that you want to get outside of the ring, as far out as you can get, to give the judge the best view of your calf.
Sign this kid up. You can
exactly.
Be my coach.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's good. So long term, I mean, you're a young kid, not even into high school yet. What aspirations do you have, Coy? What do you want to do?
I definitely want to take over our family farm and ranch, keep that going and alive. But then I also, come college, want to judge collegiately, help with some show cattle at shows, help families that we work with.
Very cool. Yep.
So actually the Nebraska Livestock Judging Circuit was just announced. So Kearney Classic was one of those judging competitions. But if you're interested, even if you don't have a livestock, this is just a great learning experience. I would definitely recommend if you're new to livestock, that you think about participating in a livestock judging competition. Give us a call at the Extension Office at 308-532-2683. The judging circuit dates and locations are posted on our Facebook page and on our website. So lots of different places to find out how to get involved there.
Fantastic. Well, Coy, best of luck in everything that you have. It sounds like you are a busy guy. So best of luck. I know you'll do well. Sign this kid up for speech, too, because great speaker.
Great life skill that'll keep going on.
Absolutely. Caitlin Jacobson with the 4-H Extension Office and Coy Robinson joining us in studio today. And can't wait to talk some more 4-H soon again with you, Caitlin.
Yeah, thanks.